This is Pastor Dale Swartz, and I do welcome you to another broadcast of The Voice of Tomorrow. I welcome you this day and ask that you would get a Bible and a piece of paper and pen or pencil, because I would like to have you write down the passages from the Bible that I refer to. If you have a Bible, you could follow along and you can write them down. If you don't have a Bible, just write them down and refer to them later. I want you to do this because I want you to verify for yourself the things that I share with you on The Voice of Tomorrow. The Apostle Paul instructed Timothy to study to show himself approved as a workman that needed not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. 2 Timothy 2:15. A person that you and I need to study the Bible on a regular basis. And that's why I'd like to have you study. I'd like to have you write down these passages to verify what the Word of God is saying. I'm not asking you to take my word for it. I believe I'm sharing with you the gospel, the truth of the Scripture, and I'm challenging you to write these down and to verify the words that are shared on this program. Also, from the book of Acts in chapter 17, I've spoken this often, about the church at Berea that studied and verified the words of the Apostle Paul to see if he was indeed sharing the truth, and they found that he was. And they were more noble than those from Thessalonica because of the fact that they studied and verified the words of the Apostle Paul. And I believe it's important for each one of you listening to not just take the word of someone else, but you should be able to see in Scripture, reading the words for yourself, God's words to you, to see for yourself what the Bible is saying to you. As we start today, and we're going to be looking at things concerning Advent and the coming of Jesus and his birth throughout the month of December. And I want to share with you from the book of Isaiah, which is the lesson for today, from Isaiah chapter 2, verses 1 through 5. The scripture says, "The word that Isaiah, the son of Amos, saw concerning Judah and Jerusalem, in the days to come, the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established as the highest of the mountains, and shall be raised above the hills, and all nations shall stream to it. Many peoples shall come and say, 'Come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob, that he may teach us his ways, that we may walk in his paths. For out of Zion shall go forth instruction, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. And he shall judge between the nations, and shall arbitrate for many peoples. They shall beat their swords into plowshares, and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war any more. O house of Jacob, come, let us walk in the light of the Lord.'" It's a beautiful passage. It's a promise from the Old Testament of what the future will be. The Voice of Tomorrow is dedicated to teaching and preaching and proclaiming God's kingdom, the kingdom of God. And this verse, these passages right here from Isaiah chapter 2, are very clear passages dealing with the future. What you see here when you read this is not something that is in existence today. We are not in a time of peace. We are in a time of turmoil. Matter of fact, as we speak this weekend, there are nations from the Middle East that are beginning a process of striving to find peace in the Middle East. We don't have that today. But the Bible tells us that there is going to be a day in which there will be peace because Jesus will rule and reign. Now, I want you to see in these verses, if you go back and study Isaiah chapter 2, verses 1 through 5, it is a vision that Isaiah sees concerning Judah and Jerusalem, physical places on earth. And he says that it is in the days to come, in the mountain of the Lord's house will be established in the highest of the mountains. And farther down it says, come, let us go to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob, that he may teach us his ways, and that we may learn, that we may walk in his paths. Jesus is God's Son, who is going to rule and reign. And during his reign on earth, as this verse tells us, Jesus is going to be teaching from Jerusalem. The house of God will be established in the highest of the mountains in Jerusalem. Jesus will be ruling and reigning. And people will stream to that area and want to go to the mountain of the Lord to be taught about what truth really is. What does God want us to know? But during this time when Jesus is ruling and reigning as the kingdom is established, it's pictured in Revelation chapter 20. There's a 1,000-year reign. It's called the millennial reign, and it is a literal period of time in our future when Jesus is ruling and reigning from Jerusalem. Revelation chapter 5 and verse 10 also says that you and I are going to be kings and priests and will reign also, and we're going to be ruling with him. You and I are kings and queens. We are royalty in training for a future rulership, and we're going to rule and reign with Jesus. Yet during that period of time, there will be people who are mortal, and they will be having an opportunity to learn of God's ways through God's representative, God's agent, God's Son, God's chosen one, Jesus the Messiah, Jesus the Christ. And he will be in Jerusalem, and he will be teaching. You and I also will be teaching. And the people will come and say, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob, that he may teach us his ways, that we may walk in his paths. For out of Zion shall go forth the instruction and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. Physical places on earth where the instruction is going to take place. You see clearly in Isaiah chapter 2, this is a future passage. This is a passage dealing with the future from our day. And it is a picture of where there's going to be peace, because in verse 4 he says he will judge between the nations, he will arbitrate for many people, they will beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks, nation will not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war anymore. It will be a time of peace. Jesus is going to rule for this 1,000 years. It will be a time of peace. People will have an opportunity to learn. They will learn of God's ways as it is instructed by Jesus, as it is instructed by you and me, as we are kings and queens in training for rulership, as we reign with Jesus during this 1,000-year reign. And it's a time that Israel was seeking. They sought after this period of time. Isaiah was written about 700 years before the time that Jesus was actually born. And this is a prophecy of something that's going to happen in the future when God's Messiah would rule and reign on the earth, because it's from Jerusalem. Check it out in verses 1 through 5 in chapter 2. There, it's coming from Jerusalem. This is on the earth. It's a literal place over on the other side of the ocean from where we are. And Jesus is going to rule and reign, and it's going to be a time of peace, for they will have beat their swords into plowshares, farming implements, and nation will not lift up sword against nation. They won't learn of war. It'll be a time of peace. It will be a glorious time. Jesus will be on earth. Jesus will teach. Jesus will rule and reign. And as you see from these first five verses of Isaiah chapter 2, that it is a kingdom that will take place. Isaiah is telling Judah and Jerusalem that this is going to happen in the days to come. It's future. So it's an indication of something that we don't have today because there's turmoil over in that part of the world. But there is a day coming that we honor around this time of Advent, when we honor the coming of Jesus, that this was the hope of Israel, that a kingdom would be set up, and Jesus is the king of that kingdom. He is God's Messiah, God's chosen one, God's Christ, who is going to rule and reign from Jerusalem. And he will rule for that thousand-year reign. And you write down Revelation chapter 20, and you can see where that thousand years is mentioned and is verified here in Isaiah as a period of time that's going to be a period of peace. We haven't seen that. It hasn't occurred. God's Messiah has not ruled yet. It'll be a time of peace where they won't learn war anymore. It's going to be a glorious time, and it's what Israel was looking for. And we anticipate that today. I pray that you would anticipate the coming of this kingdom. See that it is literal and it'll happen. We're going to continue in our study of Advent and the things concerning this season next week. And I hope that you will tune in again for another broadcast of The Voice of Tomorrow.